There's been terrible, tragic flooding in parts of the country. Two children swept from their mother's arms in Arkansas a few days ago. Yesterday, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo issued a state of emergency in response to flooding along the south shore of Lake Ontario, where the water is almost 2 feet higher than usual. The Great Lakes are so big that they can act just like an ocean, with punishing waves that erode the shore. Veronica Volk of Here Now contributor Great Lakes Today went to Port Bay in New York, where residents are scrambling to hold back that lake.
Port Bay is a quiet cove off Lake Ontario. Its shore is lined with little white cottages, interspersed with larger lake cabins and full-time residences. Janice Prosek lives right on the water, and at the edge of her property is a long floating dock, a little paddle boat, and a clear view across the bay. She just moved here full-time to get out of the city.
I stood in the middle of the yard, I looked around here, and I said, yep, this is home.
This is it.
This is home. This is it. I says, I don't even care what it looks like inside.
But now she's worried about her home. The only thing protecting the small bay from the powerful waves of the Great Lake is the Port Bay Barrier. It's a narrow strip of beach lined with a few trees and shrubs, and it's been eroding for years. Lindsay Gerstenschlager with Wayne County Soil and Water has been working on a plan to conserve the barrier, but she says conservation is a lot more complicated than it used to be.
Mother Nature's not giving us the chance to get caught up. She's constantly changing.
One suggestion has been to install some boulders or concrete along the shore, but that could cause more erosion in other places. Gerstenschlager also has a lot of variables to consider with climate change. Storms are worse and more frequent, and the lake hasn't frozen in recent winters, so there's no respite from the eroding power of waves and tides.
It's a little bit nerve-wracking. It's a new world. Trying to see what the new rules are.
Just a few days after we spoke, the lake flooded and ripped a 50-foot hole in the barrier, right on the spot where we'd been standing. Now, damaging waves and debris are rushing through the breach and clogging the bay. From the end of her dock, Prosek can see whitecaps crashing over the breach in the barrier. She points out some large logs and branches washing up against her property.
Bring some attention to this, because we really need help, and we need it fast.
Experts say this spring's floods are due to months of heavy snow and rain. But residents and some local officials blame the flooding and erosion on a new plan to regulate the lake's levels that went into effect this year. The plan lets the lake get more flooded before letting water out and artificially bringing the levels down. That, along with the breach, has residents like Prosek pushing for immediate action.
We don't have time to study and wonder and postulate and evaluate, and I think we need to start making some decisions and hope that they're the right ones.
Other residents are still advocating for a long-term conservation plan.
There's an ecosystem that's there that has to be protected.
Dave Ulrich is with the Port Bay Improvement Association, which is also involved in the project.
There are people that want us to take our time and make sure it gets done right. And there are people that just want it solved right now.
The county originally expected to have a long-term conservation plan ready by fall, but is now considering faster action. Meanwhile, Lake Ontario is expected to continue rising over the next few weeks, which means more stress on the barrier and more risk that it won't be able to protect Port Bay. For Here and Now, I'm Veronica Volk in Port Bay, New York.
And Veronica's story comes to us from Great Lakes Today.